TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I've started recording! In the event we want to use any of this shit.
Is that thing we do now?
I don't know, it's been so long. I don't know how to do things.
Wait, would you say it's been a while?
Been a while. I just realized we can't do it next weekend.
That's hilarious. Well, that's actually convenient for me because I'm going to go do the same thing next weekend that I've been doing for the last couple of weekends.
Fucking tell your brother to hire some people.
They tried. Well, this is all fodder for the show.
Oh, I bet.
So shall we pack it up? Shall we pack it in?
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Blah, 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 blah.
I came to win.
Oh, classic TanCast form.
Battle me, that's a sin.
Battle me, I love Andy.
Aww.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we're back from a long hiatus and sort of shaking the cobwebs off, but Noah goes on vacation, Andy helps his brother move, and we all see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And when you hear this sound... That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show. TanCast. Welcome back to TanCast.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It has been a long while. I'm still Tim, still the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, I think. The A in TanCast, possibly.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
And I will form the asshole.
Tim, you're always the asshole.
Thanks, buddy. Wait a minute.
Hey, Tim.
Wink.
I just winked at you, and I gave you like a little finger gun.
Ah, neat. I feel like we've forgotten how to do this.
Have we?
This doesn't feel natural.
Feels pretty natural to me. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Okay. I'm glad I make you feel that way, Noah.
I mean, you do, Andy. I feel like a natural woman.
Well, I'm out of sorts because I'm in the garage. Normally, I record in the house when we do TanCast, but I record, but the boys are sleeping, or trying to, and so I'm in the garage, trying to keep my filth out of their ears.
Yes.
Filth and phlorum.
No.
I never know so damn
much. I'm not even
going to
ask.
You know what I mean? You can't say fuck.
I like my Jell-O putting in your butthole.
Does this smell like the chloroform?
This smell like poop to you.
What?
No.
What?
That joke no longer makes sense. Okay.
I may or may not be drinking whiskey right now.
It's Friday night, and the feeling's right. It's Friday night, time for solo drinking.
Time for solo drinking.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Well, we got a lot to catch up on, so let's go into it. How the fuck was everyone's 3 weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Terrible.
How the fuck was everyone's 3 weeks?
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, what did you guys do?
I think ours are pretty pedestrian compared to yours.
What? What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
You actually went and saw sights, smelled smells.
I did things. I saw people.
So many sights.
Andy did the same shit we checked in with him about 3 weeks ago.
So many
and
smells.
And I did a kid's birthday, which we've all heard about.
What did I do?
Well, fuck it. I guess, why are we doing this?
I mean, guys, why do we do anything, really?
For the listener.
Is that it?
Singular on purpose.
I'm sorry. I feel bad. I feel like we're doing this to them, not for them.
I was traveling around the country.
Yes,
I went
indeed.
To Yellowstone. Well, I started off in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, we drove from Wisconsin to Yellowstone. And it was beautiful.
The vacation capital, by the way.
Wisconsin.
We saw Rushmore.
Wow.
Which is not a place that I would normally like go to on my, like, ah, I'm just going to go check out Rushmore.
But as long as you're basically in Canada, why the fuck not?
But Rushmore is quite, you know, it's impressive. We checked out some caves. You know what? So let me start from the beginning. My friends, Max and Kathy, wanted to take a trip to Yellowstone. And So I went to go visit them. So I flew there to Wisconsin, outside, a little outside of Milwaukee. And then we left. I feel like the next day we left and we started driving. We went through Minneapolis. We didn't stop at anywhere in Minneapolis. Oh, I should mention.
Fuck you, Minneapolis. We don't need your shit.
We were traveling with a 2.5-year-old.
Oh.
Who, at any slight moisture on his pants, had to change his pants. Like, he's like, my pants are wet. I need to change them. It's like, really? It's okay, buddy. He also was just learning to be potty trained. So he was just learning to, like, say, like, I need to go poop, and pooping in his little portable potty as opposed to shitting on himself, which he had been doing before, as kids are wont to do, as you guys will know.
That is a rough time. I remember it.
He overall did pretty well. At one point, though, like, he was like, I need to go, and they pulled out his pants, and it was just, like, coming out. Like, this is out in public. Not in public, like, in nature, but, like, you know, it was in nature, not in, like, a restaurant.
Gotcha.
But, like, he's just like, I'm letting it go. I'm like, yep, that's a poop coming out of a kid's ass. Not something I expected to see on this trip.
Expect the unexpected when dealing with small children, Noah.
I learned that. I also learned that kids like to repeat things multiple times, just in case you didn't hear them the first time.
Yeah.
The devil, you say.
Yeah.
That does not change easily. It's still going on at 8. I can tell you this.
Fuck.
You're just like, yeah, about midway for the trip, he started to say, I want to go home. And we were like gone for like 10 days. So it's like, I'm sorry to tell you, fella, you are not going home anytime soon. But, I would say overall, like, he did pretty, I mean, you know, I don't have a kid, but I feel like he did pretty well. Like, considering, like, it was his first road trip and we were spending, you know, multiple hours in a car. He did have Octonauts to entertain him. Do your kids watch that or have watched that?
Drew's kind of aged out of Octonauts mostly, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Michael's super into Octonauts.
Yeah, a lot of Octonauts, a lot of Paw Patrol.
Yeah, they both like Paw Patrol. I can't really get into that one. I've never actually watched a whole episode without pulling out my phone.
Yeah, no, Paw Patrol sucks.
But Octonauts, I'll be like, Creature Report, I'm into it.
So yeah, we drove, saw Mount Rushmore. Then we went to a cave that's called Jewel Cave. So we went underground and we toured this cave. And it's a nice little cave, you know, as far as caves go.
Kid's like, what the fuck am I doing in this fucking cave?
I mean, the kid did not seem interested. I mean, the kid generally did not seem interested in anything we're doing. There's a hilarious picture of the kid crying, and in the background was Mount Rushmore. Like, he's just, like, bawling, and, like, Mount Rushmore's in the background. Here's
kid's
the thing.
Like, theme park, bitches. What part of that do you not get? Theme fucking park.
Tim, you don't understand. He looked back at the majesty and wonder that is the history of this nation, and then he wept for its future.
Here are the things the kid wanted to do. He wanted to drive the car, he wanted to hold on to keys and stick it in things, he wanted to walk on snow, and he wanted to throw rocks in water. That basically covers everything the kid wanted to do.
That's kind of like my day. I mean, I do some productive shit in the middle, but yeah, that's it.
I mean, I would consider that a pretty, that'd be a fun vacation if I could do all those four things.
Yeah. Right down to pooping in public.
Yeah, he did that. Yellowstone is beautiful. It's a super volcano.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not sure exactly what that means, but there's a lot of thermo activity going on. So a lot of hot springs, a lot of bubbling, a lot of calderas.
Yep.
Which I'm not really sure what they are, but they're basically like pools of hot water that have different colors.
So a caldera is a collapsing where the lava that used to be underneath it has like retreated back into a magma pocket and the ground has like collapsed it. I don't know what the difference, though, is between a crater and a caldera.
Maybe a caldera has water in it?
Maybe, because all of the calderas I can think of have water in them.
Yeah.
But craters
always have water.
Yeah.
We saw...
Three people who don't know tell you about shit.
By the way...
We should start a new podcast.
Super volcano just means that if it goes, everyone's fucked.
Like everyone in the world or everyone in like 100-mile radius?
Everyone who speaks our language, probably.
Okay. Good to know.
What?
No, it's... Everyone within several states is definitely fucked. The rest of the United States is probably, like, going to be covered in ash. The rest of the world is probably looking at, you know, like, a summer without sun and, like, massive crop die-offs.
Oh, like that time in the early 20th century? No. 19th century in Austria, because there was a volcano. Their winter was particularly harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we all know this.
Yeah, we learned it in... history class.
No, none of the rest of you were researching the history of Silent Night and stumbled upon that gem? All right, well, carry on.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I saw a shit ton of bison, saw a bald eagle, more than one bald eagle, I saw two bears, saw some elk, saw some deer. What?
Fucking, you go too fast. I was trying to be the two bears.
Yeah. He's cute.
Trying to hop in with quips, but no, he's like, fuck it, I'm steamrolling through it. No quips for you. Fuck it.
He's got a smooth chest like I like. Come here, cub. I'm going to lie with you. We're going to hibernate.
It was not that type of bear.
Oh, I'm less interested in the story now.
Ditto.
Sorry, guys. There was no hairy men having sex that I saw. They may have been having sex
at the time to be bears.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Max is pretty
hairy. I'm a straight dude. I'm not fucking anybody right now.
But you're also not a bear.
That you know of. I said I'm a straight dude.
Yeah, wait, are you saying that voice come from?
Him putting them...
Came from my dick.
You just sounded so much different than Mike. Wait, what is that voice?
Hey, Tim. My dick wants to say something to you. To your dick.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. Is there any chance someone missed this?
What?
Our listeners. Oh. Like, do they really miss this?
No.
I mean, I'm sure somewhere out in the world, in New Zealand, where we are hugely popular, someone has been like, where's Noah? He needs to stop traveling around the world and talk about shit.
Yeah.
And by the world, he means the United States.
Yep.
Isn't the United States not part of the world?
Not for much longer. Am I right? High five, Andy. Nailed it.
I got you.
Some random guy was talking to me at a hotel. He broke his back.
Huh.
Getting hit by a semi-truck and had 18 back surgeries.
Huh.
Jesus Christ. One for each wheel.
I'm like, and it's not like, it's weird people just talk to me, but I also will engage them. Like, if they start talking to me, I'm like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll talk to you, buddy. But I was like, on my phone, like with headphones in, and this guy's just like, what's so interesting? I'm like, oh, well, I was watching this thing about Alzheimer's. And he's like,
anything but you, fuck off.
And then he, like, I don't know how we got on the subject, but he, like, somehow we got on the subject of he got hit by a semi, he had 18 back surgeries, his friend in California had cancer and was probably dying, not doing very well. I'm like, you're telling me a lot, sir.
I'm going to go back to watching Alzheimer's, because that's more uplifting than all this.
I was going to watch a video about how talking to strangers is not my favorite thing.
But instead, let's live it.
It's warmer in my garage than I would have assumed.
Check for fires.
Yeah.
Garages be catching fire, yo.
Sun's out, guns out. Took my sweatshirt off.
I was going to say, the sun's not out. It's almost 9 there. 9.
A lot of Asians in Yellowstone?
The world? Oh.
Yes, in the world as well.
Yeah.
But also in Yellowstone.
Billions of them, in fact.
Um, Like, they're the most population, most people in the world. Is that correct?
Asia?
I believe so.
The continent?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But there was no tour guide, so, like, they would just wander around the park, and there's, like, certain parts that you're supposed to just walk on, like, the boardwalk. Because it's like, A, it's hot water, and also it's fragile. And, but, like, I saw multiple people just step on the boardwalk and, like, pose next to the water. And it's like...
Oh, those people are idiots, because people die doing shit like that.
Yes! Yes, they do!
And it's not a quick death. It is a boiling, like, acidic bath. So, like, it's whether your flesh is going to be, like, melted from your body by the acid, or whether you are going to cook like a roast faster.
It's a race!
Yeah. Or actually, not acid, it's base. But, yeah, it breaks down fatty tissues. So, it really is. It's, yeah. Is it going to melt the flesh from you, or is it going to cook it up nice?
I mean, luckily, that lady did not get burned and died that I saw at that particular moment. Maybe later in the trip.
Maybe.
Keep a good thought.
Well, she was still alive when I saw her, but I'm not giving up hope.
But I did give her a good shove as I turned around.
No, I did yell at her, though. I'm like, hey, get back on the boardwalk. And I said, hey, and I waved my arm, but she got back on.
Yeah, that's right, because you're a big, scary black man. I mean, also, you spoke with authority, and she knew she was in the wrong.
My friend was like, she seen him, like, she understood you and, like, hopped right back on. So I'm pretty sure she knew she wasn't supposed to be on there.
I'm pretty sure if I'm somewhere and there's, like, railings and then, like, nature, that's sign enough for me that I'm supposed to stay on the path.
There were no railings all the time.
Oh.
Specifically in that spot that she stepped off. Sometimes railings, not always railings. Huh. Yeah, Yellowstone is just beautiful. You should go. It's very huge.
It's yellow?
A little snowy. There were some yellow, hints of yellow in the calderas.
Hmm.
Also,
if I'm going to go to a place called Yellowstone, that stone better, like, be fucking, like, saffron or something.
There also is a old, like, lodge, and they have a restaurant there, which is not particularly good. Now, take this from a person who lives in San Francisco and eats.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is not that impressive. Like, someone's like, oh, you gotta try the breakfast buffet, it's amazing. I'm like, no, that was not an amazing breakfast buffet. Had some potatoes and some sausage and some eggs.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds like the breakfast I made Sunday.
I like all those things.
I do too. That's why I made some Sunday.
In a buffet, I could have all those things.
Or you could come to my house last Sunday.
You live far away, Andy.
This is true.
I was much closer to you a week ago.
This is also true.
But you still are far.
Yes. And actually, I wanted to feel even closer to you, so I got about an hour closer, roughly.
Where? In whatchamacallit?
Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was leaning towards Noah. I'm like, I could feel the gravitational attraction of his giant cock. I don't know why
we'll
I felt
get back to Noah's story in a second. I just thought you should know Two Broke Girls has been canceled, so we win, America.
Do we, though? We got Trump for president.
Yeah, but...
Hey, I'll take this victory.
Yeah. Take it where you can get it, dude.
And
we
now
can get it
Kat Dennings can do some more interesting projects.
Yes, with her boobs. I mean, acting talent.
She can be the next
boobs.
Movie that Thor is in.
Nope.
No, she's not in it?
Nope. I mean, and how are they going to explain why she would be in it and Jane Foster, a.k.a. Natalie Portman, I'm too good for this shit, is not in it?
Is it? Like, did Natalie Portman, like, seriously decide she didn't want to be in Thor movies anymore?
I mean, that was the rumor.
Oh.
And she's definitely not in the third one.
Yeah.
And they've said that they, quote, broke up.
Oh.
The characters. So Luke Skywalker's mom and Captain Kirk's dad are no longer dating. It's a tragic day.
That's sadness.
That is
On the other
sad,
hand, the trailer
guys.
Looks fun.
Yes.
I have not seen the trailer. But
yes!
They tried to
well, it has that
it
song
me.
In it. Spoiler.
What's that?
I said it has that song in it. Spoiler. Uh-huh.
But they did try to show it to me when I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I was like, no.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take us this far off course. I just wanted to drop in with that little thing. I didn't think we were going to take this long, and you would go back to talking about your trip. And then Andy could talk about helping his brother set up his fucking mobile army support unit.
Fuck that. Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, we can wrap. It was beautiful. I had a great time. It was good to see my friends.
You said said Yellowstone is beautiful four times.
It's beautiful, man. It is really beautiful.
No, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. It's a thesaurus.
Are you in the pocket of Big Yellowstone?
I am. Hey, guys. You're beautiful. Yellowstone is beautiful. Man, everything's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, let's make a song about that. You'd have to choose a different word.
Everything is awesome.
There it is.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Noah, crack the code. Crack a lackin'.
Everything is Batman. Everything is cool when you're Batman. Everything is Batman because I'm Batman.
Is that from Lego Batman, or is that from How It Should Have Ended?
That was from How It Should Have Ended, Lego Batman. And then when we threw my son in the birthday party, it was Batman themed, and I could not stop singing it. And now all the kids sing it.
Nice.
And he got a bunch of Lego Batman Legos, so I keep saying it while he's playing with them.
Very nice.
We have so many Legos. So many Legos. We have all the fucking Legos.
Oh.
Do you have every single Lego in existence made by man and God?
Except for the Minecraft one that he returned for more fucking Batman.
Do they lay
on
the
Minecraft,
floor?
Get that shit out of here. What's that?
Do they lay on the floor for you to step on them?
Yeah, I'm like, we can never take our shoes off again.
You get used to it. Really toughens up your feet.
Gets you calluses.
I barely even bleed
anymore.
We're
going to Legoland in June, and he's just going to walk around going, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, need it, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it. Oh, wait, that need it? I already got it. Got it.
Got it. Still need it. Can't have.
So did you go somewhere after Yellowstone?
Montana.
Oh, Montana.
The guy who drove me to the airport was the most stereotypical, like, what you think Montana might be like. Like, they were talking about hunting and bears on the porch, and they would say deer things, like, it was a number and then some name that I didn't understand. I'm like, I'm sure that means something to somebody. Like, that's an impressive-sized deer.
I like that you think I have some sort of preconceived notion about what people in Montana are like. I don't know.
Was it like a number of points? I would have assumed, you know, ranching and hunting, but...
I mean, I assume white, but beyond that, I can't think of much else. Yes. I would expect someone in Montana to be.
Was the gentleman white?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Would you go so far as to say quite white?
So white.
Quite white. If I could be quite white.
Quite white, I want to
be
quite white.
I want to be quite white.
Oh, I've achieved it, Tim. I am quite white.
And how's it working for you?
Pretty good.
How's this white thing working out for you, Andy?
Not gonna lie.
I like that you sounded mildly surprised. Pretty good.
I mean,
I was thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, there's all the challenges in my life. And I was like, wait a minute. No, I'm playing this game on easy mode. Like,
guys, I don't
you know what it is?
This white thing's working out for me.
It is. I would really recommend any listeners out there who are not white, try being white. It is pretty.
Try whiteness.
Try it.
This week, Camcast is sponsored by whiteness.
Like a week?
Give it a shot.
If you can be white for like a week and just see how it's going, it's kind of like a diet and exercise. You can't be white for a day and then just give up on it and be like, I didn't see any differences. They're subtle, but you will feel them.
Speaking of describing things in a funny way, yeah? I was talking to a friend of mine from LA, a comic I hadn't talked to in a while, and I was saying how Noah had come up with the description for describing transsexuals as it's a retcon, so that when you refer to them in the past, you're still referring to them as whatever their current identified gender is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she thought that was quite funny. I was like, that is genius.
Oh. Well, hey, guys, I don't think it's officially countable yet because technically it happened in Pacific time, so it would actually be 3 hours from now. But from my current point of view, I met my wife 13 years ago today.
Congratulations. 15?
13.
Oh, okay. Fuck it.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
It's 13. Who gives a shit? Call us in fucking 2 years, Andy.
Okay, I will.
Then come talk to us.
I will. I said I would.
You've been with your wife much longer than I was with my wife, so fuck you.
Jealous.
Take that.
No.
I know you don't mean that the way it's sounding. That's funny. Jealous? Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I don't see it. I'm single as hell, man. Shit is awesome.
Did I tell you about how I just took off and went to fucking Yellowstone?
Who'd I have to check with? Not one single fucking buddy.
I didn't have to call nobody.
I told work I will see you in a week, and I told everybody fuck all because it's none of their goddamn business.
If I met some hot trim, I could have been like, yeah, let's do this, lady.
Or gentlemen, you know what? Because what happens in Yellowstone stays in the calderas, baby.
I have a joke about this in my act where I'm like, so anybody
see,
have
and
kids
I thought
yet?
That we were just being spontaneous and friends.
We were just being spontaneous and friends, and I'm like, hey, that's similar to my joke.
Oh, so it's just you wanted to make this moment of us about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's all about me. I'm Tim.
Wait, who have you been podcasting with for the last 9 years? Why is this a surprise?
And prior to that, living with. And prior to that, working with.
And prior to that, schooling with.
That was me. Wait, did you and Noah go to school together?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Just the School of Hard Knockers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy. Also known as the Folsom Lounge. I forget what it's called. 340 Folsom? 240 Folsom?
Oh, 1015 Folsom.
There it yep. is. Wonder if that club still exists.
Oh, yeah, it still exists.
Oh, we should totally go there. It's totally too, like, not old for the world, but too old to be in the club.
Yep.
I'd be like, what's up, ladies? Like, oh, who are you here to pick up? Who's somebody's dad is here.
You find me in the club, bottle full of laxatives. I can't
nah,
do any more than
my
that because I got
out
nothing
good.
To,
don't even worry about that shit.
I got nothing to run with. Laxatives.
My shit's.
I know.
My shit's good.
I know. You know what? Because I get a regularly scheduled smelfie from you.
Yeah, I stopped doing it. I'm like, I'm the only one smelfing. I'm not smelfing anymore.
I'll get back to it.
Yeah, me too.
Although Roger just smelfied on our Facebook page.
Nice. You do it,
yay?
Roger. Holy shit.
Yes, yay.
Tim. Tim, we have known each other for over 25 years, Tim.
What's that mean? Is like 25 years like a free handy? What's going on?
I think it's supposed to be like silver service or something like that. But, I mean, we're dudes, so.
Silver surfer? Is that what you said?
Yes. No.
What'd you say?
Service.
What's silver service?
So, like, silverware, like a nice set of silverware.
Oh, they call that service?
I think so.
Silver service, like, it sounds like they come to your house and polish your silver or, like,
yeah.
put it up on blocks and rotate the tires and shit. Hey, did you get the silver service?
You know, it's also after midnight, and I've been up since before 6, so I may be saying words that not mean things say mean.
Oh! And he's going to turn into a werewolf.
Yeah.
That's no, still bald on top.
I was going to say. that's every October or November, whenever I get a couple of days off where I can just stop shaving.
That's a sick burn, Andy.
It is. Yeah, you know what else is a sick burn? The sun when I go out because I don't have any hair to keep it off of the top of my head.
I thought you were going to say the fact that Tim will never know that I'm bald because he can't see it from down there.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
You've
you gotta dish it out.
You've seen pictures.
There are satellites.
Yes.
I've seen them.
Whizzing by overhead. Doing satellite-y things.
Wow.
So, anything else interesting, Noah?
No.
No? You didn't meet any Wyomingans?
Wyomings? I met a couple people. They're all
crazy Montana ladies.
Wyoming nah. homies. That's going to be it. Quick, edit Wikipedia.
Did you make Facebook friends with your Wyoming homies?
No.
Hashtag Wyoming homies.
On the way back. I did have someone talk to me, and they were like, I guess they had been on a flight, and, like, it had, like, barrel rolled, and that really freaked them out, and that was, like, their first flight in, like, probably, like, 5 years.
Were they on Denzel Washington's flight from flight? Like, how often does that happen where it doesn't make the news?
It didn't actually barrel roll. It just, it started to.
Oh, like, tipped way to the one side?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. I'm skeptical of this story.
It banked so far, I thought it was going to go over. It was turning to land. It banked!
It was turbulence. It was mild turbulence. They didn't even stop serving drinks. Shut the fuck up, you puss.
Well, I mean, I think for them it was normal, but for him it really freaked him out.
I spilled my drink. You didn't have a drink. You peed your pants.
That was your urine in your pants, you pusshole.
Spilled my drink. Wait, so theoretically everything that I drink is eventually going to come out my dick. So everything that I pee was at some point my drink. So right. When I pee, I am spilling my drink.
But isn't some of it like the juices from various meats and other things that you would eat?
This is true. And also some of that liquid will come out in my poop, or else poop would be bone dry. So I guess
and
it's not.
No fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Ain't no fun if the poop can't have none.
Nope.
Ain't no fun if the poop can't have none.
That's where you got to have a high
in
butter
this case,
diet.
None refers to water.
So it'll butter your butthole on the way out and just shoot right
butter
out.
Butter your butthole.
Yep.
This Mother's Day, butter her butthole.
No, don't do that to your
Mother's
mother.
Day, Tim. That is a Father's Day celebration.
Don't do that to your mother.
You know what, though? I think
no,
that's also
you
the...
you do it to your wife, who is a mother.
I think that's oh. the 13th dating anniversary celebration, too. So if you guys will excuse
sweet.
Me.
Time to butter that butthole. Yeah.
You could not see those finger guns, but they were there.
We heard them. We figured it all out. Right.
I tried to snap near the mic so, you know, you could get the effect.
The effect of your finger guns. Pa-cow, yep. Pa-cow.
So while Noah was traipsing around the northern wilderness of our nation, I went up to Chattanooga a couple of weekends to help my brother finish building his house. And I can't remember if I told the story of the person who was supposed to be doing their drywalling fucking them over with, like, no... At a very inconvenient time. Okay, so it's never a good time for your contractor to try to fuck you over.
Andy foresaw that one of us was going to say, is there ever a convenient time to fuck over while you're drywalling?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, before these fuckholes come in and try and pry an opening into what I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to fucking get some information across.
Yeah. So we went up to help out with some stuff in the house. I was going to help my brother, like, pull wire because he does electrical work, and I know
euphemism.
How to shove wire into holes where he can then
oh,
send
yeah,
it wherever.
You do, Andy. Go. Yeah, you do.
Yep. Like 12-gauge Romex. It's thin and white. All the electricians are laughing at that because 12-gauge Romex is... Yeah, so we arrive, and, like, the general contractor who's, like, setting up the drywallers and everything is, like, there when we get there. And he's trying to feed my sister-in-law this line of bullshit that the quote that he gave her, based on the quote that he got from the sub that was going to be doing the drywalling, included everything except for the drywall. So it included the mud and the tape and the screws and the labor. So everything about drywalling except for the actual fucking drywall, which is bullshit.
Such bullshit.
If you're getting a quote for everything, it's for fucking everything. So it was either he had some other work that he could have them do that was, you know, better paying, and he was going to try to get more out of my brother and sister-in-law, or else, you know, find a way to, you know, tank the deal. Or, yeah, just figured that he knew they had a tight deadline because there was a ticking clock for when they had to get out of their house. And the drywall had to go up before a lot of other shit could happen. And he was just trying to take advantage of that and try to fuck them over. So he left, and my sister-in-law was in tears. And I was like, well, I'm like, I suck at this stuff. I am not at all as good as my brother, but I'm free. And I got a shitload of time off work that I can take. Like, if I don't burn it now, I'll just be at the end of the year, like, taking random Fridays. So, I took Thursday and Friday off the next week and went up to Chattanooga and pretended to be a drywaller and made the tips of my fingers bleed from pulling drywall screws out of a bag all day for, like, 3 days.
That's not going to be good for your 13th anniversary celebration.
It's been 2 weeks. The fingers are okay.
Okay, good.
They're back. They're smooth and womanly like they were before because I have a desk job and not a real man job, as my brother keeps reminding me.
That's brothership.
Yep, it
right
is.
There.
Yeah, so like if I would fuck up something, like I'd be trying to, you know, drive a screw or whatever, and it would get sideways, and I'd be like, and just like bury itself into the drywall. I'd be like, fuck. Well, you know, there's already so many places that are gonna have to be patched because that's just normal. But you know, when I would bury it sideways, he'd always say something like, see, And he's the brother that you want if you're having computer problems. Yes, I get it. Not the brother that you want if you have to do shit around the house.
Meanwhile, I'm helping you right now, fucko, so I would...
It's still my brother. He's
got to
give me some shit when I fuck up.
I could go the fuck home. How about that?
Damn!
My house doesn't need any fucking repair work.
Yeah, actually it does.
I got the driest walls of all. They're already completed, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was seriously going to fuck them because the place that they got to get out of, like, they have to be out at the end of the... Originally, they had to be out at the end of last month. That was, like, they were going to be living in a tent because there was no way the house was going to be ready. But still, getting out by the end of this month was going to require that the drywall go up so that the flooring people can come in and do the flooring. And then the kitchen cabinetry can go in, and then the kitchen plumbing can go in, and then they could actually, like, you know, have a kitchen where they can store food and cook the food and wash the food and all the rest of that shit. The bathroom fixtures couldn't go in until the flooring was down, which also meant, like, the drywall and then the flooring and then the bathroom fixtures. So, like, you know, a toilet or two. So, yeah, like, disrupting all of the rest of the things that were going to happen after the drywall so that they could go try to find a new drywall contractor on, like, zero notice, was just not at all going to happen, or was, you know, going to cost them, like, another $2,000 or some ridiculous shit like that. So instead, I drove an hour up and felt like, yeah, that's pretty good. I drove up. I took a couple of days off. Then they had a friend who had just moved to Indiana, which is 7 hours away from Chattanooga, who used to work in construction. That dude, like, I think he worked like half a day on Friday and then got in the car and then just drove straight there. So he got there at, like, dinner time on Friday. I'm like, dude, you are putting in 14 hours in the car over a weekend, not even like a long weekend, like a regular sized weekend. And you're working for, like, two fucking grueling long-ass days. So, yeah, that dude was the real hero. And as he was cutting a piece of drywall to fit it into, like, a weird crack, again, you know, we were exhausted, and every other cut he had made, he'd done a real good job of, you know, marking it out, lining it off, getting it all the measurements exactly right, and then grabbing the X-Acto knife, and or not X-Acto knife, whatever, utility knife, sorry. Grabbing the utility knife, you know, zipping it and then breaking it and then going on, you know, nailing it up and all that stuff super fast. And this one last time, he goes to cut it and doesn't think to move the other hand that's holding the T-square that's giving him the nice line out of the way and just tip of his finger right off.
Ooh.
Like just the skin, like no meat, no bone or anything like that. But yeah, it was... It like a pencil eraser circumference of just the tip of his finger, just gone, just a blood leaking hole. So yeah, he got somebody to get him a first aid kit, and he disinfected it and he gauzed it up. He was like, "Well, it's my left hand and I'm right handed." And then he went back to work and worked like another 2 hours.
Wow,
you feel like a pussy, Andy?
Fucking hardcore.
Do you feel like a unmanly person?
No, I felt pretty okay by the end of it.
Okay.
I put a lot of screws into those walls. That drywall is not going anywhere. In fact, there's someplace. So the house was in rough shape when they got it. I think I described it before, but, like, it was, you know, basically like falling in on itself almost. When the previous people bought it, and thinking that, you know, they'd gut it and fix it up and then flip it. And then when they gutted it, discovered so many more things than they thought wrong with it. So my brother bought it from them and then opened more of it up and discovered so many additional things more wrong with it. So there is one place in their great room where, like, their TV is going to go where there's old plywood up on the outside of the wall. It's not structural to the wall or anything, but they just didn't rip the plywood down. The plywood had dry rot in one corner, so it is like shredded paper basically holding on. And we couldn't find studs everywhere back there. So at a certain point, we were just basically screwing the drywall into the plywood wherever it would actually hold and grab. And then putting really, really long screws into the few studs that we could actually find in that wall. So there's a corner in my brother's great room now where the drywall is structural. Like, the drywall is the thing that's holding the rest of the wall steady, as opposed to the rest of the wall holding the drywall up. But it worked. Shitload of screws.
That's how it works.
And a bunch of glue. Oh, yeah, that's right. My sister-in-law's uncle, who is a general, who is general contractor, sorry. Not a general, like, you know, yes, sir, Ten Hut.
Call 1-800-GENERAL-NOW.
Yeah, that. Yeah, so he saw that corner, and he's like, yeah, let me get the glue. It's like, really? He's like, you're going to want the glue.
Glue? I need glue. Yep.
So he glued the fuck out of that last piece of drywall, and then we slapped it up, and then we screwed it in wherever we could. And it was still, like, it was pretty wiggly until I got, like, the last two screws in, and then all of a sudden everything firmed up. I was like, nobody touch this! This must last forever. But, like, there's going to be bookcases and shit in front of it, so it'll, like, never get touched again in its life. But, yeah, it was good to do that again, because I don't think I've hung drywall in 2 decades.
You don't know what you've been missing.
Well, now I do. A bunch of dust in your eyes and your nose and your throat. Occasionally, when you're trying to hammer nails down that were old and sticking out of the 80 or whatever year old timber, accidentally dislodging more of the shitty, shitty old insulation in their the crawl space above their house up in the attic, and having that land on your forehead and make you break out in a rash for 3 days.
Say, that does sound like
yeah.
fun.
That was mostly separate from the drywall, except for the fact that drywall prep is what made it rain down on me. But holy, it was like a sunburn, like the front of my face. And I looked like I was about 13 again. It was like just this strip across the front of my forehead. I guess maybe like my hair stubble or something kept the rest of my head from actually like making contact. But yeah, like the very front of my forehead. It was just like broken out in these like hives, and it looked like it was just like acne again. I was like, that's attractive. Good thing I got a wife. I mean, it lasted for 3 days. If I didn't have a wife, I don't think it would be like, oh, I missed my 1 3-day window. All right. Time to march to my death alone.
All by myself.
Because of hives. So I don't think I've done anything else terribly interesting. Except trying to get more steps in while I'm at work. So we've got
good
some...
for you, sir.
Got a, that's right, you got your fitty-bitty.
I do have my fitty-bitty. And then apparently when I was trying to grab my the backpack with my computer in it, I ripped it off my pocket and bent the little clip that holds it onto my pants. So I got to get a new clip. So it spent the night outside, and I thought I must have left it at work. And then I was walking out to the car, and nope, there's my Fitbit just staring at me from the driveway going, you motherfucker.
You fucking mother.
Because, you know, it's just sitting there, and it thought I hadn't moved in 12 hours. It's like, if I don't see you moving, you're not moving. I'm not giving you any credit for those calories. It's like, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
So we mentioned we all saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Two.
Yep.
Two Guardians, two Galaxy.
Yep. So I definitely, since it's still early days, don't want to spoil anything except to say, go fucking see it. If you like the first one, you will like the second one.
I saw it twice.
Wow. You're twice as cool as me. I mean, just in general, but
yes.
Also for this reason.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was funnier than the first one. Noah has no opinions.
It was definitely slap. There like, was... Sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
Go ahead. I enjoyed it. I just felt like the jokes were more expected.
Yeah.
And I felt like that made it a little less funny.
And I think it's because we knew the characters better at this point.
Right.
And Adam from work was completely... Like, he did not like what they did with Drax. I did, though, because I read it as... Drax has been hanging out with Peter Quill for a couple of months and, you know, kind of desperately wants to be bros. So, like, some of Drax's new behavior, like, seems like he's trying to kind of, you know, Quill it up and failing in the best ways.
Well, I also think he's clearly trying to mask whatever, like, he still has issues about his family and he's trying to mask it by always laughing.
Yes.
I would say that
did
is
you-
true.
I saw this post online. This isn't really a spoiler, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, at the end of the first Guardians of the Galaxy, when Baby Groot is in the little pot and he's dancing, and every time Drax looks, he stops dancing?
Uh-huh.
And then in the opening credits, like, they're fighting this monster, and he's dancing, and all of a sudden Drax falls down, and Baby Groot stops dancing every time Drax looks?
Yep.
Did any of you get that was a reference to later in the movie where Drax says there are two kinds of people who dance and people who don't, and so Groot always stops dancing because he knows Drax doesn't like dancers?
Oh, no.
No.
I was like, I didn't catch that at all. That is some fucking next level shit.
That is.
That's just
I thought it was just
meta.
Groot being like, you know, he didn't want to get caught dancing and being silly.
I thought it was just like, hey, let's work this ridiculous joke again in the opening credits, yeah. Even though it really doesn't make sense.
Where did you see? Did you see that, Tim?
Facebook. Someone just posted like, "Did you catch this thing at Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Did you? Here's the gajillion things you missed."
Oh yeah, I click on those.
Yep. The very.
Well, I mean, I had to.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. they had five after the credit scenes for this movie,
uh-huh.
And like they're spaced out so that, like I was telling Danielle, I'm like they're spaced out so that like credits go by, and that way the people who brought somebody else can go, you see this in the comics is what happened, and that's why that reference means something. But me and Jeff saw it the first time together, and after each one, we looked at each other like, I don't fucking know, what was that about? Like I won't say it, but I'm like, why was that actor there? And why was that actor there?
Yeah, I got one thing. I can't say it without spoiling anything. But yeah, there was one that I got. But then there was another scene. And I think it's the one where you're like, why that? And I kind of pieced together. I was like, this must be a reference to something that like fanboys must be like shitting themselves right now. But 3 years ago or 4 years ago or whatever it was when the original Guardians was going to come out, and we were all talking about the whole, I think, Tim, you said something about if you could travel back in time and tell past you that there's a Superman coming out and you don't give a shit. And there's a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy coming out and you are thrilled to fucking death about it. That old you would have punched. I mean, you know, prior you would have punched current you.
Yeah.
For the heresy.
Same for this year. Like, there's a Justice League movie coming out and a Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep.
And my younger self was like, what the fuck is a Guardians of the Galaxy? Why did they make a second one?
Yep.
Justice League is probably the most awesome thing ever. No, you're dreading it. You're dreading it with every fiber of your being.
Yep. Well, I'm not dreading it with every fiber of my being. I'm going, I'm probably going to see that on HBO, like I did with Suicide Squad.
I really hope Wonder Woman is good, though.
Yeah, I'm really hoping so, too.
I was like, please be good.
Yeah.
Please be good.
Yep.
Because if it doesn't work, that's it for female superhero movies. They're not going to try again.
Yeah.
They're like, see? We can't do it. Told you. It's women. It's their fault. Click.
Isn't Captain Marvel already in the works and it's played by a woman?
Yes. Yep. They are doing the Carol
Danvers.
Yep.
Pushed back twice. What do you think will happen if Wonder Woman doesn't do well?
They'll release it right away.
No, I think you took the exact opposite lesson from what I was trying to say.
They'll be like, oh shit, we need to release this too sweet.
We still have to sit through an Avengers movie before we can even get to the solo female superhero Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And I think Defenders looks good.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah, it does. Isn't Captain Marvel also on the other side of Ant-Man and Wasp?
Correct.
Yeah.
We still need a Black Panther, Ant-Man and Wasp, and Avengers 3, Thor. I'm like, something else is coming out in between. And also, technically, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I do feel like I've seen, like, Noah, I hope you've avoided the trailers for Spider-Man. I've seen way too much of Spider-Man.
I've seen the trailers, but I didn't really care that much.
I feel like, I think I know the entire plot.
Yep, I do feel that way, too. I was worried when I was watching the, and I didn't care because I knew I was going to watch the movie anyway. I was worried when I was watching the Guardians 2 trailers that it was going to give way too much of the movie. So anybody who has similar fears, a lot of the shit that you see in the trailer that you think like, oh, that must be, you know, like epic at the very, very end, first 20 minutes. Like most of the shit that they use in the trailer, they get out of the way in the first 20 minutes. It's like, there's still so much new stuff to see.
And I like that most of the jokes, like, I had seen so many trailers with different jokes in it. I'm like, fuck, I bet they burned all the jokes in the trailers. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Nope. Yeah, not even close to close.
Not even close to close to close.
Although Noah says forced. Brr.
Well, you know, Noah also lives in San Francisco, and his tastes are just a little more refined than yours and mine.
He doesn't want your restaurants, and he doesn't want your shitty mainstream movies, all right? He likes independent film and independent food.
Truth.
Zinger.
Yeah, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, but it took till the end to like really like, I was like, oh fuck, that was a good ending.
Yeah, the third act, like, really takes a turn. I mean, you know, it's still a third act in a superhero movie, so you know, it's not like now we're just going to be quiet and contemplative. But yeah, there is so much depth kind of tucked all around in that third act.
And it was interesting. I was listening to a podcast and they were saying like, oh, you don't need to see the previous movies. And I wouldn't say you wouldn't have to, but I feel like the ending has so much more impact if you had seen the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you maybe don't need to see, you know, the other movies that, you know, reference Thanos, but you should definitely see Guardians of the Galaxy before you see 2.
Yeah, it is one of those that doesn't really rely on the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, though. Like, you don't need to know, fucking, you haven't seen fucking Ant-Man or Iron Man or Captain America, it doesn't matter in the slightest, I would say.
Yeah, no.
Although my cousin asked, hey, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2 okay for kids? Like, I'm going to take my 8-year-old. I was thinking about taking my 8-year-old, and I was like, well, there's some language and sex talk and some big scary monsters. And scenes where you slowly watch people die. As I type all that out, it seems horrible. Yeah. And then my other cousin goes, I heard there was also a bordello. I'm like, oh yeah, that too.
Perfect for kids.
Yeah, but like the bordello, it's not like, it's not going to be clear to an 8-year-old what the hell that thing is.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like if you know that it's a bordello, you'll know. But it's not like they're like, we're fucking.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's doing up his pants for no particular reason.
He's just getting dressed.
He's just getting dressed, baby. Yeah.
It's a hotel. He's getting dressed. That's all you need. Yeah, so we took Drew to it. Kind of took a little bit of a risk. I felt okay about it.
Oh, he's 8, right?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's going to be 9.
He's going to be 9, yeah. He's 8 3/4.
I mean, obviously, if he's 8, he's going to be 9. But I mean, relatively soon.
Well, yes. I mean, unless something bad happens. But yes, he's fast approaching 9. He's on the downhill.
So, we all recommend Guardians of the Galaxy, Part 2.
Yes, and take your Galaxy almost Harder. 9-year-old.
But leave your 5-year-old, no, your 6-year-old, who was freaked out by the Lego movie, at home.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, so we'd tested Drew out with a couple of, I think I was like 12 before I finally got my parents to let me see a PG-13 movie with them. Meanwhile, we've been subjecting Drew to PG-13 Marvel movies for far too long. I think
Michael has not seen a Marvel movie yet. He's seen parts of the Avengers, because I'm like, well, you can watch them fight.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. It's like, here, I'll show you this curated spot where there's like, you know, nobody disappearing in a puff of smoke, like with Captain America when they get hit with the Hydra weapons.
Oh.
The very first one.
Well, yeah, I don't think that would freak out a kid.
Well,
I
wanted to ramp up. So it's like, you know, first we showed him that, then we showed him Captain America, and yeah, the puff of smoke didn't freak him out.
See, I started with Superman saving Lois from the helicopter, and then we worked our way up from there.
Ah.
I was like, nobody's dying. Nobody's even bleeding.
Yep.
The pilot's unconscious. That's the worst thing that's happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and in terms of the severity of the violence, you know, I gotta say, and I don't think that it would affect a little kid, because I don't think the little kid realizes the horror that we got. Where there is the, you know, like the slow death thing in Guardians 2, didn't seem to affect Drew. Where I was like, that is horrifying, and he's just like,
yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Really?
Yep.
I'm like, I could just see that, like, well, there's nightmares for the next 4 months.
Yep, that was like, I'm watching it happen, and like, I'm seeing every sleepless night forever coming out of that. And I look over, and like, he's just like looking for more popcorn. Like, he's barely even paying attention to it happening. I was like,
yo, Dad, you got them Kit Kats?
I love kettle corn.
He, because, you know, it was not like, you know, like violent evisceration or anything like that. So I think, you know, the true horror of that was sort of a, you know, quiet horror where you have to understand the context of what's happening and how horrible what's happening is.
Side tangent. My son asked me how Michael Jackson died, and for some reason I told him in way too much detail.
That reminds me of that Louis C.K. joke where it's like his daughter's like asking about something And she's like, no, everyone's going to be dead long before that happens.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm like,
Daddy, is the sun eventually going to go out? Well, yeah, eventually, but I mean, you'll be dead way before then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to die?
Yeah, and everyone you know is going to die.
I'm like, well, I mean, it's not medicine you should take it home. So it's not, you shouldn't be afraid. You should, because it should be in a hospital. Not you should be scared if it happens in a hospital. That was the whole problem. They were in a hospital. Look, I mean, I've even had it, but I'm not dead.
I mean, I will be dead. I mean, not right now.
Now, I mean, put the concept of dead daddy in your head. Sweet dreams.
Nope. It was off to school.
Oh.
This was on the drive to kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
Go learn Spanish, fucko.
How do you say daddy's gonna die in Spanish?
Parenting. Doing it wrong.
Doing it wrong since when were you born, Tim?
1977?
Doing it wrong since 1977.
I wasn't parenting then. I've been parenting wrong since 2011.
But I mean, you know, even if you were a parent back then, I'm sure you were doing it wrong.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
I mean, Tim.
Yeah, I guess. If I was a parent as a newborn, I've already done something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, you have achieved tribbledom.
What?
Tim is a tribble.
Oh,
tribbledom.
Yeah.
I thought you said triple dub. Yeah. I was like, what? What does that mean?
It's like
triple double.
It's like dubstep while you're also doing the triple jump at the Olympics. Yeah, so you do the run up going wub 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 wub, and then the beat drops. You just go. That's it.
Let the beat drop.
One more, Noah.
Let the beat drop.
There you go. It's triple dub.
You gotta do three.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh wait, maybe that was the dub, as in double.
Oh, dub a dub.
No, dub double.
Yeah, okay.
Triple dub.
Gotcha.
But then that means you have to do double three times.
Yeah.
Which means it's not a double, it's a sixel.
Yes.
This whole thing is falling apart.
It is.
Let's sign off.
Yep. So,
Andy, it's almost time for Andy to leave to go to help his brother tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today.
Actually, turns out we're not going to go up.
So we're doing this for nothing.
Well, yes, but that was not established until just a couple hours ago.
Awesome.
That's all right.
I love you.
We still got to hang out with our bros on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Bros before hoes.
It's still showing.
What? What's still showing?
I said Noah got drunk. It's still showing.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear Noah got drunk. I just heard something was still showing.
Noah's cock. Because he's drunk.
I wouldn't say I'm drunk.
That's just like a drunk person would say.
That is true. Drunk people often insist they're not drunk.
Yep.
Until they get way too drunk and they won't stop telling you they're drunk. Oh, God. I'm drunk.
So drunk.
I'm drunk, dude. I am so fucked up. I'm fucked up right now.
I'm so fucked up, guys.
Phil, that's a mop. Stop talking to the mop.
Fuck you. Mop's my only friend.
Say mop.
So fucked up.
Actually, you know what? Keep talking to the mop. We don't want to talk to you.
Yes, Phil, you're fucked up. Go tell the mop.
And when you throw up, just use the mop to clean it.
The mop cares deeply.
This actually worked out better than I thought.
Next house party, I'm just stocking mops in all the corners.
And I'm putting sexy wigs on them.
I'm bringing sexy mops back. That's a remix of that JT song.
Yep.
I'm bringing how sexy mops back.
Herp.
You guys don't know how to act.
That drunk is so fucked up, man. Oh.
Danielle and I went to like a dinner dance auction thing, and that song was playing, and all I just kept doing was when it happened. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the best part of that song.
Yeah.
You sound like an old man.
That's what it sounds like. Some like JT is rapping, and some dude was in the studio and just got scared. Like,
it's old JT, the time traveler.
Back.
What are you doing here, Justin? Why are you bringing it back?
No, guys, it's himself. He was 110. He got rich enough to pay for a time machine. He traveled back, and he wanted to see the moment that set it all off. And so young him is going, I'm bringing sexy back. And old him goes, huh?
Yeah.
That's the irony. He couldn't relive it.
I don't understand.
Why is there a box of tissues in here?
Because sometimes you need a box of tissues, Tim.
I guess, but it's like it's so inaccessible where it is.
So you've never enjoyed an inaccessible garage wank?
Nope. Hang on.
Are you there, about to? More... What are we hanging on for?
Oh, I chucked them across the room so they were more accessible.
Oh, now you can have an accessible garage wank. Not as satisfying.
Next time they open the garage door, tissues will fall out.
Does God think that I have a runny nose? Is God telling me I got a booty up there?
God thinks you got a runny something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't.
Penis.
Yes. It was the disappointed tone that you achieved there, Noah, that really, I think, is what sent Tim off.
Yeah, something about the enunciation of it. And that's what sold me on it. Penis.
There was like a sigh implicit in what you just did.
Come on, guys. Fucking penis. Come on, get it right.
Penis.
All right, all right. That's Tancast for this week. Speaking of runny penises. These penises have got to run.
About that time, eh, chaps? Righto.
What is my sign-off? Oh. Fuck, it has been a long time since we've done this.
Well, you've forgotten.
I legit forgot my sign-off. Not today, sign off.
I know what you should not trust. I mean, so many things to not trust. Never trust giant... You know what? Never trust a tourist trap. How about that?
It's a trap! It's a tourist trap!
One thing we learned is, like, at some point, like, you know, something was cool. Like, oh, like, this is a cool place that everyone should go check out. And then at some point, it just, like, becomes, like, a tourist trap. Like
a parody of itself. Right,
what was that?
No, what are you doing right now?
Not doing anything.
Wonder are you launching into a new story? While we're signing off?
No.
Is that what's happening right now?
No. Oh, I thought you were saying because the
audio... Are you
audio
ending this shit?
...sounded like it was moving.
Oh, Andy, this shit.
Tim, it is too goddamn late at night for you to try to play guess my brain. If I'd wanted to deal with this shit at 12:45, I would have married you.
What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't act like I offered.
He did.
Say your sign off so we can be done.
This week, I hate that that dining in the Yellowstone Lodge is too good for Noah. No. Yes. You know what? I thought I fucked that up, but no. I'm going to stand by it. It was too good for you. And Donald
wasn't
J. Trump.
Good enough.
That's a lie you gotta tell yourself.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please!
Tancast.
I keep leaning into my mic like I'm a senator giving a testimony. Like, I can't just sit forward the whole time. I keep leaning back, and then I'm talking. I have to lean forward.
And then do you cover your mic when you have to, like, consult your console? Council?
Yep. My console? Yep. I consult my console?
Yeah, that's what you should do. Well, we had somebody at work whose last week was this week. So someone's like, so, where are you going off to now? I'm like, the FBI director. I wasn't even directly involved in the conversation.
I'm totally stealing that joke.
Oh, good. I wasn't even involved in the conversation. I just felt the need to, like, you know, like, I see nobody for a joke. I got to do this. You know why? Because at work, I'm Tim.
You know you're Andy.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm Tim.
Always Andy.
But I'm Tim.
No, you're always Andy.
Let me be Tim.
You're always Andy.
Let me be Tim.
You're always Andy.
I just want to be Tim.
You can never
no, you
be
don't.
Tim.
You don't want to be Tim. Just be the best Andy you can be.
Oh, well. Mission accomplished?
I'm only the third best Tim I can be.
Cool. I guess I can die now?
No, because you don't have enough hair to dye a color.
Oh.
I did a bald joke again.
You did. And you got the groan you deserved.
These jokes are wearing thin. Not as thin as your hair!
You yes! Son of a bitch.
Sick burn!
Yeah.